everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, aka Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're gonna get into a little discussion. I call it In My Mind segment, to where, like, I share my thoughts about certain things. And, you know, one of them is one of the situations that's just been recently streaming on the internet as of late, and that is about Paul Pierce. Now, for those who may or may not know who Paul Pierce is, he is a former NBA star, and technically, well, he is a former, well, I wouldn't say technically, he is one of the superstars of, an NBA superstar, and I could say a legend, because honestly, he came a long way and did his thing. He was a part of the Boston Celtics. He's done his work, so he's well and right deserved that legend role. So he's been on commentary for ESPN, aka/Disney. So pretty much he got fired because of his post that he did on Instagram Live, where he was just chilling at I don't know if it was his crib, but he was chilling at a crib, playing poker, you know, having drinks, smoking weed, you know, had a little adult entertainment, had a couple of strippers, you know, I mean, the strippers wasn't like top of the line or anything, but, you know, it's he probably got most of those girls that maybe like at like Crazy Girls or something like that, you know, to where like, you know, they can't go out, I mean, if they're gonna go out freelancing, you know, they got a clause to where they can't like be doing anything out of the ordinary and whatnot. So yeah, so considering the fact that he was doing all of that and everything, and he was just chilling, having a good time, but the next day, the following day, he gets fired from ESPN because he posted that situation. Now, should he have gotten fired? Now, I'm a firm believer whatever happens outside of work stays out of work, or his situation could have been if somebody fired him, or if somebody was filming him rather than himself, because, you know, it'll be silly as hell if you got your coworkers and everybody's, like, on your Facebook and Instagram pages, and their boss's boss might catch wind of it, you know what I'm saying? But depends on his situation. I mean, his situation's not like mine, you know, considering that you gotta be careful with stuff like that. So, I mean, ooh. I mean, it's a slippery slope. I mean, I feel like just depending on how Disney, and that just depends on the situation, because how Disney portrays themselves to being this company to where, you know, they're trying to be cookie cutter, clean, family friendly and everything. And, you know, one of your employees just so happened to, you know, be out there enjoying his, you know, living his best life, you know, having a couple of beverages, dull entertainment, chilling, you know. I mean, and keep in mind, his IG Live was pretty tamed, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, you know, you were seeing, like, you know, boobs hanging or anything like that, or, you know, you might see a twerk here and there, but, I mean, but it was... But was it enough for him to get fired? Now, here's the situation with that. Considering the fact that they probably wouldn't have tripped if somebody else was filming him, but it was on his phone. So, I mean, considering the fact that he was filming himself on his phone. So, if it was somebody there who was filming him and they were putting him on IG Live and he was there in the act, in the process, then technically he couldn't have gotten fired. It'll be something to be frowned upon, but not enough for him to be like, not enough for him to get canned or anything. Or maybe the fact that it's a possibility that he figured out that he was on his way out from the company anyway, And somebody caught wind of it. He said, fuck it. I'm going to go on IG and do my thing. I'm living my best life. I got something lined up. Like I said, I mean, Paul Pierce definitely got himself together. So, I mean, obviously, whatever that he's got going, he's got it going. So, I mean, I don't see that being too much of a problem. Now, I mean, for him, in that realm, I don't think that's going to be much of an issue for him. But then you flip it on the... Now you flip the situation. The guards, the security guards that got fired for not helping the Asian woman who got attacked in front of that building up in, I think it was in New York, where a 67-year-old woman got attacked. So the guards, if you saw the footage, the guards, they were just standing there watching the shit happen. I mean, it's different. It's a different scenario, but we're just talking about the fact that the examples of a person getting fired for not doing something that they're supposed to do. Keep in mind, Paul Pierce was off of work, but these guys were on duty. So, I mean, they allowed the lady to get beat up, but then also considering the fact that once the dude went away, they wound up, the other guard wound up closing the door. I mean, did they call the cops? Did they do anything? And coming from me being a guard myself, being a professional guard myself, given circumstances like that to where it's like, you know, like their job and duty is supposed to observe and report. They're not supposed to get involved and, you know, they're not supposed to do anything other than observe, report, call the police. Now, should they have gotten fired for that? Now, I mean, subconsciously, like, you know, your moral standards are going to be like, okay, there's this grown-ass man beating down this woman. Like, I'm sorry. Like, regardless if the job or anything, in my aspect, I'm going to have to intervene somehow. Unless if this dude has, like, a gun, a knife. But then that's the uncertainty, too. I mean, you could, like, yell at the dudes telling them to stop. Or, like, yo, cut it out, you know. We're gonna call the police, but then I would have definitely came out there to help her out and everything, like, you know, because it is in front of your building. I mean, regardless if the sidewalk is public property, but it's still not a good look that situation went down. Now, for Paul Pierce's situation, he was clearly off the clock. He's probably at his crib, at somebody else's crib. You know, it wasn't like he was at a bar, a party, like a low-key party. Like, it was pretty isolated. And, you know, he kind of put himself out there to where, like, hey, I'm on my phone, I'm just doing my thing, and, you know, boom, that's how that goes. So, you know, that's the thing about social media. You gotta be careful with shit like that, because that shit can be a slippery slope. Should he have gotten fired? I don't think should have got fired for that in general, but it's interesting because that one is a blurred line. Because considering the fact that, I mean, it wasn't anything too derogatory, but since it is Disney and they want to hold things at a certain standard to where it's like, you know, they want to make sure that everything's cookie cutter, but come on, who is? Like, they did the whole firing of Gina Carano because she spoke her mind about stuff, and honestly, it's like, I mean, look at Paul Pierce's situation. He ain't apologizing. He's like, nah, fuck that, I'm out. And honestly, it's like, why even trip? I mean, and that's the thing about this culture nowadays, where it's like this whole cancel culture to where, like, if something even is not tasteful or not liked, or even, like, if you're even doing a joke or anything for that matter, or just, you know, you're just minding your own business and you jump online and you say something that's just, you know, not bad. I mean, well, let's say, like, if you didn't say something that wasn't bad, but then your job catches wind of it and then they fire you. That's a little fucked up. I'm sorry. That is a little fucked up. Considering the fact that it'd be a different story if I was on the clock saying some shit. But, you know, if I'm off work, minding my own business and everything, you know, it's my business. I mean, you know, like, whatever I'm doing outside of work, that's my business. But there is a fine line between putting your business out there for people to see, which, you know, he's a superstar. So, considering the fact that, you know, dude, you got a probably over a billion, like over a million followers or something in that magnitude to where somebody was on their radar and probably would have caught wind. So, you know, I mean, I feel like just with, I think in some aspects, certain things can be a little too super, like I think how the world nowadays is a little too sensitive, but, like, especially when it comes down to, like, comedy or anything like that, or, like, if you're doing something out of work, and you're, like, doing something, or, like, if you're doing something like what Paul Pierce did, but you get fired, compared to somebody like what, Roseanne Barr did, and, you know, she was being completely out of pocket, then that's understandable, but I mean, shit, from what I understand, a lot of people be doing a lot of out-of-pocket shit, even on TV. Like, look at Meghan McCain saying that ignorant-ass shit that she was talking about. You know, on my last podcast that I was talking about how, like, she was sitting there speaking her mind about how freaking, oh, God, you know, just, like, how people, you know, like, I forgot, identity politics and shit, you know, like, but then, you know, that's distasteful, but, you know, but it's on the clock, I mean, and that was I didn't like that shit, but she still got her job, but, you know, he's out there minding his own damn business and everything, and, you know, okay, what, some girls were twerking, is that the reason why they got fired, because females were twerking? I mean, you know, it ain't no different than what we see from, like Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B doing their thing on TV and everything. And I'm pretty sure one of them girls probably have, like, graced the scene on being on anything involving, like, Disney eventually. I mean, if they're not on Disney, they've done something with Disney. So, it's like, come on, y'all. Just stop making excuses. You know, I don't think he should have got fired. But, I mean, maybe written up, but, you know. I mean, no, but even you can't even say that because he was off the clock. It's a different situation if he was on the clock. I mean, was it distasteful? I didn't even really hear any cussing, tell you the truth. I mean, he might have just chilling, living his best life, and he gets fired for that. Like, I don't know. But then, like I said, it's a blurred situation because if the situation was that he filmed himself doing that. Now, granted, like I said, he's Paul Pierce. He'll be able to do something like, I mean, he's probably making moves elsewhere, and he's probably got something lined up. So, but for your company to fire you when you're not on duty or anything, I think that's a little messed up, because look how many people do some grimy ass shit. Like you got people beating up their wives and girlfriends online, and, you know, they still got their fucking jobs. But I digress from my point. Either way, I'm gonna get off the hook, but I just wanted to get this In My Mind segment out there and let it be known. So, either way, you guys, This is Late for the Party on Anchor FM and Late for the Party live on YouTube. Please like, comment, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and support the podcast on Anchor. And you can check out all that on all 10 media, all 10 platforms. I still got it though. Also, check out all the cool merch on teespring.com. Either way, I'm your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, you guys, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.